Our next session is negotiating for the public good. We have Reed Wilson and Grady Randall. Before we get into this, I'd like you all to turn around and say hi to Shelby, who is visiting to see her father.
Her father, Grady.
Yes. Anyway, they are going to speak on the topic of Like Diamonds, Cities Are Forever, Your LLC Will Come and Go. So without further ado, here is Grady and Reed.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Grady Randall. I represent the good guys.
I represent the good guys, but we'll get into that next.
We're, as the brochure said, cities are like diamonds, and diamonds are forever. Thank you, the diamond manufacturers. And we are titled this Negotiating for the Public Good. It's always about the public good with cities. Right, Reed?
I don't know about that. We're just trying to cut a deal. So, what we'd like to talk about today is that negotiations between the public and private sector are hard. They're worthy, but they're hard. Why is it that they're so hard? Whether it's a development agreement, which should be kumbaya, win-win, you know, all that stuff, or it's resolving a land use dispute, vested rights, exactions, plat shot clock, whatever. Why is it so hard? I think it's hard because the perspectives of the parties are so different. So I represent the private sector. I've worked with Grady for years representing the public sector. So my client's view of the world is very clear. Go capitalism. Let's make a profit. And let's make it right now. So we are always on top of things, getting it done, focused on profit, super practical. Hey, we're going to take care of ourselves. I guess Grady will take care of the public, but we're focused on ourselves. And maybe we're a little pushy, but we're just trying to get this deal done. Move on to the next deal, you know? And my clients, they are risk takers. They're a lot of fun. They don't mind taking a little risk. Hey, no risk, no reward. We all get that. And, you know, my guys, they see themselves as the good guys. They're investing money. They're helping the economy. They're creating jobs. And they're increasing the tax base in whatever area they're in, and they're like, what's wrong with that? Who wouldn't want to have me in their city or county? What do you think, Grady?
Reed and I met about 23 years ago in a little city way east of Houston, him representing the entrepreneur named Pudgy, and I representing a city council with a council member named Jabbo. Those names are real. They have not been changed to protect the innocent. And it was a clash between free enterprise and the public square or the public good. I've always said we're bilingual. We speak government and free enterprise. Where those two lines cross, where you're trying to meld that profit motive with the public good. There was anybody here from Harris County? Okay. There was an old commissioner named Squatty. So we've got Pudgy.
Yeah, he's good, Squatty.
Squatty Lines. So we've got Pudgy, Jabbo, and Squatty. But Squatty used to have a saying in taking projects from the city of Houston. Where's Kim Mickelson? Is she in here? And I was talking to her a while ago. But he used to have a saying, we don't want the city's dead duck or sick chicken of a project. And so that's what cities fear, is getting burdened or laden with crumbling roads, or what I call pie crust roads.